Some people have a chair lift to assist them, but this chair requires a lift just to sit in it. It's a chair that's only sat in once each year, and anyone is welcome to come and be lifted in to the world record breaker. The story of that famous chair is this edition of the American Countryside.
My name is Charles.
My name is Charles.
One day I had a sudden headache.
I had a headache.
My arm went numb and I felt confused.
My arm went tingly.
I was having a stroke. My wife dialed 911.
I had a stroke on the bus.
Seconds made all the difference.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911.
Time lost is brain lost.
For more information, visit powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
I'm often asked how we come up with all the story ideas you hear on the American Countryside. The answer is they often come from you, the listener. You can submit your story idea and listen to past broadcasts at AmericanCountryside.com. You'll also find our award-winning books and CDs, all based on our programs. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at AmericanCountryside.com. Take a listen to some of your favorite programs and browse our American Countryside store. Send us a message about a story in your area. We look forward to seeing you at AmericanCountryside.com. Dan Sanazzaro's store has existed in some form since the 1930s. When he bought the then-vacant building in 2007, he renovated it to be a general store and archery pro shop with his feed store next door. But there seemed to be something missing.
We had talked about putting gas pumps in, but the expense and who's going to stop for gas when that's every exit. So one night in bed, I woke up and I said, world's largest rocking chair. I'm going to look into it.
He learned that the world's tallest rocking chair at the time was 31 feet tall. It was the mark he had to beat.
This contest has been going on since the 20s, the world's largest rocking chair. There is a chair bigger, but it's just a regular chair. And it's 80-some feet, and that's in Italy. But it's not a rocking chair. You can put something on four poles and make it pretty tall. But to put it on rockers is another deal.
When you build the world's largest rocker, you build it for strength, not comfort.
Now, it's made out of steel. It's 40-some feet tall, over 20 foot wide. And the rockers on it are 32 foot long, made out of 18-inch I-beam.
It took about 8 weeks to construct. It was built on its back, and then two cranes were used to tip it upright. When you have a 40-foot-tall rocker, it's a little difficult to sit in it.
We have an annual Picture in the Rocker Day every year. It's first Saturday in August, and we rent a lift, and we lift people up onto the chair for a picture opportunity.
Anyone can come and sit in the rocker. They pay a small fee to offset the cost of the lift they rent.
People pull in, they'll take a picture. If they want to come in and see all the different stuff, that's great, you know, but we got people from all over the world stopping in.
It's called the Route 66 Rocker. It sits on the old road just off I-44 near Cuba, Missouri, in the little village of Fanning. And this weekend, the tall rocking chair will receive guests all day, hoisted into the air to take their seat. Traveling the countryside in Fanning, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.